helping the environment, conserving resources, being healthy, and saving money. That's what it's all about. And you have found the right place for that information. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. And we're going to talk to a visitor here in just a second. For those of you that are listening for the first time, Green Living is the subject matter of our Saturday show. We talk about all sorts of things. I'm a landscape architect and an arborist and author of about, 14 books or something about this same subject. And we want you to learn about the gardening side of it and the landscaping side of it, too. And we talk about that because that's a very important part of Green Living. You can go to howardgarrett.com and contact that is the portal to go into our websites, which has all the information about how to use the organic program that we recommend. You can go into the library and look up things in alphabetical order on pest control, on different kinds of plants, on virtually any subject that relates to the environment and organics and sustainability. And we'll talk about these terms a little bit in just a minute. But the basic organic program, whether you're talking about gardening outside or you're talking about pest control and cleaning inside, is something that not only is good for you and the environment, but it works better. There are all kinds of choices for cleaning products in the house, for example, that are totally non-toxic, and we will talk about cleaning products, as a matter of fact, in some detail this half hour. Joining us again is Anna Clark. Anna is the author of Green American Style. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Howard.
it's a good book. We've got a different group of listeners possibly now, some that are here from the second hour. We'll get into some of the same things we talked about a little bit, but I want to talk about some new issues as well. Anna's book is How to Be Green and Save Money, and it's kind of the same philosophy that I use with the gardening and landscaping and pest control and everything. I feel very strongly that if the procedures and the products that you use don't work from a financial standpoint, they don't work, period. So, and I think that's a big surprise to people because most people are under the misconception, and Anna is probably the same thing with cleaning and some of the things, other things you deal with. They think that they're going to have to spend more money and it's going to be wasteful and we're only doing it because it's good for Mother Earth. But that's really not the case, is it?
No, it's not. I found by using concentrated cleaners such as Basic H from Shaklee that you can save money just because you're mixing your own. One container of Basic H concentrate, which, by the way, was the first Earth Day product ever 40 years ago, so it's been around long enough to have proven success. One of these things makes 5,824 containers of window cleaner. So you're keeping something like 108 pounds of plastic out of the landfill for each one of them you use, and you're saving money on all that Windex.
Yeah, we recommend some cleaners as well. Some of them are made from plants like the Biowash, some made from plants like citrus, orange oil. Terrific cleaner. More and more people are using orange oil in various ways. There are some ready-to-use pest control products. One's called Orange Guard, and you can make your own cleaners inside the house with that and baking soda and vinegar and all kinds of things.
So. That's exciting. I read that up to $508 can be saved a year by mixing your own cleaners with stuff you have around the house.
Well, antibacterial cleaners are a real hot button for me. You know, a lot of people think, oh, that's a good thing. You know, it'll keep my place clean and not dangerous for my kids and so forth. Those antibacterial ingredients are nasty chemicals.
Well, I have some friends who are obsessed with those.
You probably run into it all the time at the corporate level, people cleaning with some pretty nasty things, I bet.
Well, now I see those kind of machines everywhere where you can just put that on your hands and walk around in an incredibly sterile situation. But I don't think that's very natural. And from what I've learned, it's having us be less – it's having germs be lose their immunity to some of these agents that would naturally wipe them out. So we're actually doing more harm than good.
All of those synthetic kinds of things. And I think a lot of people think that is good. The antibacterial soaps really are in that same category. Those are nasty chemicals that are in there. And don't even get me started on the flu vaccine thing and that hand cleaning chemical that everybody's using. I mean, you know, what happened to that problem? It just kind of drifted away after we made a big deal out of it, you know.
Where do you think this obsession's coming from?
I don't know. Somebody gets sick and then it just turns into being, I don't know if it's political or if it's just scare tactics or if just people overdoing things. But one of the issues I talked about on the show not too long ago was the fact that a lot of kids, especially kids and adults too, there are more allergy problems today than ever. And one of the theories is that we're keeping things too clean, too sterile, using these chemicals and everything, we're losing our immunity to these various microorganisms and everything. So I'm really into keeping things clean, but using products that make some sense.
There's
plenty of choices.
I've learned the same thing. I've learned that when you leave nature alone, it does its job. But the more we tinker with it, the more we have need for countermeasure after countermeasure. And before you know it, nothing's natural anymore and nothing works properly anymore.
Well, when you go into, besides writing a cool book on how to go green, Anna also consults with corporations primarily, I guess. Do you work with any schools and any other kind of people that ought to be hiring you?
Well, you know, I've just recently done a gig with Northlake College, which was really exciting.
Yeah.
Because if nothing else, this needs to be offered at the level of higher learning, especially in a continuing education capacity. What Northlake did was they pulled together a sustainability symposium with speakers across the business, municipal, and academic sectors and brought everyone in one room together. And we had some fascinating learning and sharing and networking going on at a higher level for North Texans.
Well, it's good. Hopefully they listened and are going to make some moves. As we talked in the first hour, the cleaning is a big deal. The cleaning products and air fresheners and things like that are a big deal, and we'll talk more about that. But for people that didn't hear what we were talking about in the first hour, the real big impact on the environment comes from the synthetic fertilizers. And it's not just outside. You know, a lot of these corporations, and probably you deal with this, have interior plants. And so using synthetic fertilizers and toxic chemicals on the interior plants, one, costs more money and you have to use more water. And two, you're just, again, introducing something into the environment that doesn't need to be there. I think some of the interior plant maintenance people are using organic techniques and not saying anything about it. Kind of like you and I were talking about the grape industry. A lot of people like Fetzer are using organic techniques, not even bragging about it because they see it's an advantage against their competition. And maybe the interior plant people are the same way. Do you get involved in recommending plants inside for air quality in the corporations?
You know, Howard, I don't. A lot of people, it's kind of hard to understand how really enormous the sustainability picture is. In my company, we work with five main areas: people, facilities, operations, products, and brand. So within any of those pieces of the pie, you could go down as deep as possible. Plants would probably fall somewhere in facilities. I just haven't gotten a chance to do that piece yet.
Well, plants actually, as you sure know, can clean up the air. And the ones that are the easiest to grow are the best ones for cleaning up the air. Dr. Wolverton from NASA, when he was working with NASA, did research, is where it all came from, on how to clean up air on space stations. And they were looking at also cleaning up the sewage on flights of duration. And the combination of those two things, is helped greatly with interior plants. Plus, there's just a psychological benefit from plants inside. It's been proven that people in hospital get well and get to leave quicker if there's plants in view outside the window or in the hospital room.
Oh, the same has been proven. In fact, one person I've worked with closely has shared with me that in Europe, it's mandatory for employees to have a view outside because they're so much more productive and happy. And I have learned just from living with plants, that is true. I was shocked when I learned that our indoor air pollution is so much more concentrated than outside. So if plants are a natural remedy, how perfect is that? That's perfect green.
We've made it worse, too, by the houses and buildings being so much more airtight than they used to be. So it's kind of coming full circle on some of these things. We'll talk more about these issues, how to be green. It's Anna Clark with the book called Green American Style. And if you want to talk to her or me, just give us a call. It's 866-444-3478. We'll be back right after this.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift Roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on HowardGarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit HowardGarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on HowardGarrett.com today. It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Had trouble previously with hearing aids, just haven't worked quite right for you? Well, this is Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I have a suggestion. It's Affordable Hearing. It's a hearing aid company that I recommend with several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. I'll even meet with you on the weekends if appointments then would help your schedule. The hearing helpline is 800-521-1592. It's also the number to call and set an appointment. And Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will do something pretty special for you, and that is give you a free hearing test and let you try one of their high-quality hearing aids at home for about a week with no charge or obligation. Hearing aid company ads are a dime a dozen, so pay attention to this one. This is the company that the Dirt Doctor recommends. It's Affordable Hearing, using only the latest and greatest technology, and they'll save you money through their excellent prices. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. Anna Clark is still here with me. She's the author of a new book called Green American Style. You can find it if you'd like to get a copy, and I recommend it on our Green Living shop online. Go to howardgarrett.com. That's the best way for you to see all the stuff that we do there. If you haven't gone to our website, you need to check it out. Tons and tons of information about organics and living this green life. We also do a newsletter, which is free on a weekly basis. We get more response out of the newsletter than anything we do. And I think it's because it's simple and one subject at a time. The way you get it is send us an email. Send it to info@howardgarrett.com or info@dirtdoctor.com. Any of those will put you on the list. And what day it comes out during the week, your guess is as good as ours. It's whenever it gets done. Anna, we didn't, finish talking about packaging too much and what an environmental impact that has. Let's talk about that a little bit. When you go in the grocery store, are you better than I am and you take your little canvas bag in and not use the paper?
When I can remember to bring in my canvas bag.
Yeah, that's the problem for me, too.
I've started leaving them in my front seat, so I'll remember. But what I have learned about packaging is pretty significant. I wanted to share just a couple of facts. 30% of the waste in America is packaging. And one out of 11 of every $11 we spend at the store is packaging. So we can save big money and make a dent in helping reduce the waste stream by buying in bulk. So places like Sam's, it turns out, actually have organic apples and organic lettuce that you can buy in bulk. The thing about buying in bulk is you do kind of have to have enough, you know, people in your household
to have a bulky family
to eat it up. But families of four who like a lot of apples, for example, can go through a bag and still make it through. And then the paper products do keep, and some of those are even available with recycled content in bulk.
Well, the co-ops, which I'm such a big fan of, which distribute organic produce and everything, and there's sharing of the distribution and all that. You could almost do the same kind of thing with the big stores and get together with your neighbors and share some of the
You can. I've met people who go with their moms or neighbors and divvy it all up. That's a really smart idea.
Well, the bulk thing, you and I talked about it off the air a little bit. Going into big bins that other people are putting their hands in and everything is, I think, what keeps people from doing the bulk more. What's your answer to that?
Well, I've never really fished around in a bin. I mean, I
and you don't think anybody else does either.
I guess they do. It's always been a pretty decent shopping experience for me. Everything's on the shelves and looks nice, and I don't know. Again, like, I can get excited about changing my behavior when I really look at the bottom line. For example, take applesauce. A 48-ounce jar of applesauce in a big glass jar costs pretty much half as much when you look at food per pound as 6 4-ounce little containers covered in plastic and aluminum. And to me, that seems like big savings and a way to make a difference in the environment. And with the way I pack my kids' lunches, I can still do it in such a way that it's not too messy.
Well, plus the fact apple sauce is very easy to make. Judy and I used to make it a lot, and we kind of gotten away from it. But cooking the apples in stainless steel and then adding some cinnamon and all, it's really an easy thing to do.
Okay, I have just not like, gotten there yet, but I look forward to trying.
That's even better than the bulky stuff.
Indeed.
We eat a lot of oatmeal, too, and organic oatmeal is one thing. The oatmeal that's not organic is another thing, and it's just a convenience situation, I guess. People are not going to go out of their way to buy the organic stuff to a degree. I think they will to a degree, and there's a point where they're just going to say, the heck with it, I'm going to buy what's convenient, my time is too valuable.
Of course. I found that in the space that I work in, I know a lot of these random statistics, like only 2% of people like change. As a change management consultant, I am one of them. I love change, I guess, unless it's something catastrophic. That means 98% of people don't like change, and people usually only change for two reasons, pain or gain. And if the gain's not significant enough to them, say saving money isn't always going to be significant enough, but pain will sure make them change. I have a friend who was completely non-green, Rick Salmeron, I'm sure he wouldn't mind me sharing. And when his wife got cancer, they went to an entirely organic household. It completely stopped her condition. She's healthy now or in remission. And Rick has turned around and added a sustainable financing arm to his financial services company because he's such a believer now.
Yeah. That has happened more than has been publicized. Most people won't go to the trouble, even if they get a terminal illness. They won't go to the trouble of going totally organic. And in many cases, it will end the problem.
Isn't that remarkable? It's just exciting to know we have solutions. It's like, prevention instead of all this cure that still doesn't always cure people.
Let's talk about terms a little bit. Terms are a tough deal. You use the term sustainable in here, and it may surprise you if you haven't listened to my show much. I'm not a big fan of that term, and there's I don't know that I have one that I'm perfectly happy with either. Organic has its problems because if it's not certified organic, there's a legal issue there. We use the term natural organic a lot because it works pretty well for us. Green, there's a lot of greenwashing out there.
Of course.
As you know more than anybody. Let's talk about terms. We need to take a little break here, but let's talk about terms a little bit more
okay. When
we come back. That's Anna Clark. She's the author of Green American Style, a new book that's out, and we'll be back right after this and chat a little more. If you want to call and talk to me about anything, it's 866-444-3478. Don't go away.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram. The name says it all.
Learn how to live a healthier and more natural lifestyle by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is cost-effective, fun, and the most successful of any approach. You can learn about growing delicious, healthy food, pet management, saving water, pest control, and natural living. The organic method is effective for use coast-to-coast and border-to-border. Howard Garrett books can be found in stores in your neighborhood or in the Green Living Store at howardgarrett.com. Enjoy one of these fine books today.
It's really important to talk about the dog food and the cat food that I recommend because my recommendation is the best one out there. Munster Natural is what I'm talking about. The reason these products are so good is, number one, the high-quality ingredients. Number two, some very unusual ingredients. And then three, and this is really a big deal, there are no chemical preservatives in the raw materials or in the final blend. That's very, very unusual. You can go to MunsterMilling.com for information. You can give them a call direct at 800-772-7178. One of the unusual ingredients is the high level of flax, which gives this incredibly high level of omega-3 fatty acids, and that's very important to the health of your animals. MunsterMilling.com or 800-772-7178. You'll see great improvement to the skin and coats of dogs and cats when you start the Munster Natural. Give it a shot.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard back, and Anna is with me. Anna Clark still with me. We were talking about terms a little bit, and it, I think, shocks people a little bit when they hear me say that I'm not a big fan of the term sustainable. And it, used right, it's a good term, and it means something, but the problem I have with it is kind of like earth-friendly and some of these other terms. People will hold them up as signs and behind them keep doing the same things that they were doing before. People that are using synthetic fertilizers and pesticides use the term sustainability, for example. And so I've tended to stay away from that. What about you and your corporate changing? And green is in that category, too, because there's an awful lot. You turn on the radio or television, and almost everybody that speaks and runs an ad or does a commentary or is trying to get on board and get some brownie points about being environmental and using the terms. But they're really not doing anything.
It's definitely a problem. I think there's a lot of confusion. There's hundreds of definitions about sustainability out there. Even the original definition, a lot of people don't know what it really means. You know, out of the UN 1986, Sustainability is meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Well, that's a great definition, but if people don't understand we live in a world of limited to diminishing resources, it doesn't really stick with them. It's too academic. I actually like Wikipedia's recent definition of sustainability, which is the capacity to endure. It's just that simple and succinct. And when you realize we must endure in a world that is becoming very populated, you know, with 9 to 10 billion people on our planet by 2050, and yet, you know, in 1945 we had something like 2.3 billion. So that's going to be four times more people on the planet, you know, within a span of 100 years. The old rule book can't apply when you have four times more people.
Well, the best term is just do what I tell you to do, I think, maybe. Do what the dirt doctor says and you'll be right.
Yeah, that's
good.
No,
it's what it really is just common sense. Use common sense. I have a problem with the USDA certified organic program.
Why is that?
I think they allow some things to be acceptable that are not acceptable, and I think the reverse is true. Some of the things that we say are perfectly fine, they have a problem with. Hydrogen peroxide is one of them that they've got a little bit of an issue with, and hydrogen peroxide we recommend as a cleaner. We recommend it in some soil treatments and things like that. So the point is, if it's outside in gardening, if you use it and it's beneficial to the biological activity of the soil, we think it fits the organic program. And if it is harmful to the life in the soil, or the earthworms or whatever, it's not something that's good. So it's not so much about the terms. It's about whether it works or not. And the same goes for cleaners and recycling and all the things that you're involved in. Just the common sense is where we're trying to get.
Well, I think most of us are kind of detached from common sense. You know, we are in such a consumer culture. We're exposed to 3,000 advertising messages a day. That statistic has been around since before the internet started going crazy, so it might even be more than that. 70% of our economy turns on consumption. I think we don't know how to be anything but consumers anymore. So until we can move from being consumers to what I call sustainers, we probably are going to be trying to learn common sense all over again. It's kind of like the wisdom of our people long ago, you know, waste not, want not, or a penny saved is a penny earned. These things sound new to me and exciting because they are new to me. That was not my normal mode of being until I started this journey.
Well, we're moving in the right direction. We've got a lot of work to do. One thing I want to ask you to do is when you work with these corporations, remember to tell them that one of the biggest footprint damages they can do is the fertilizer, is the synthetic fertilizer, and simply change over to organic fertilizer and make a tremendous impact. Plus, the other thing that comes along for the ride is their plants will do better. They'll have less insect and disease problems. You know, one of the simplest things that I get people to change, and I have, especially men, more so than women, I have guys write me and say, I just want to thank you for helping me with something in my garden that is the most important change that I ever made. And I know what's coming usually. And they say, when you told me to get rid of my grass catcher and I left the clippings on the ground, one is I took half as much time mowing the yard, and two, I don't buy as much fertilizer anymore, and my lawn looks better than it has ever looked.
Wow.
So a lot of times it's just that simple a first step to get people to understand. In planting plants, plant them at the right height. Most people plant them too deep in the ground. They get in stress. Here comes insects. Here comes the diseases. Go to the store, buy the pest control products. And then you knock off the pest for a short period of time, and they come back because you didn't really fix the problem. You just addressed the symptom, and you have to go back to the store to buy more product. Well, guess who doesn't mind that? The manufacturers that are selling the product. They think that's just great. They don't want to solve the problem. They just want to continue to sell their product. Well, let's talk one more time real quick. Kevin reminded me, I talked about it maybe just in the last hour. Anna's book is available in, I assume, the regular bookstores out there, Barnes & Noble and Borders and all that. But it's also available on our website in the Green Living Shop. You can go to howardgarrett.com and get there. It is in that area for you. And any other ways you can get it? Is it on Amazon? Or
it's on Amazon.com and Logos Bookstore in Snyder Plaza if you're in Dallas, or Downing Hill Garden Studio, and a number of other retail stores around America.
The places that sell organic products and talk about this organic approach should have the book in stock. I recommend it to be right there with the Dirt Doctor's books.
Thank you.
Let's go back. There was one item that we talked about, and I've zoomed off to something else. Oh, let's talk about leads just a little bit. That's another area where I've got mixed emotions. I've been involved in some lead projects. In fact, I was involved in one of the first ones in the Dallas area. The architect, who's now a good friend of mine, brought me in to convert the landscaping to organics because he was using it at home, and he said, you know, this makes sense to me. I'm saving water, and it works great. Couldn't we do this on a corporate level? And I said, oh, yeah, we've done 110 hectare aloe vera fields and small herb gardens and everything in between. So we did it on this first project, which was the Sabre Corporation in Southlake.
Oh, I've been there to their corporate offices. It's
yeah, and they're doing
exciting.
A lead deal. But that was the project where I realized that the leads people didn't give it the organic program enough credit. It's in there in the category of here's some other stuff you can do.
Well, that's kind of what I've discovered about the whole sustainability pie, if you will, this whole, all the different little pieces is we all, like my husband likes to say, we all have our own recipe for saving the world. There's too many cooks in the kitchen and we don't really appreciate each other's recipes. And, you know, the people who are involved on the building side, the facility side, are principally focused with the built environment. And then the people like you who are involved on the more of your agricultural garden side understand all the important things about organic gardening and the environmental ramifications about things like synthetic fertilizers and pesticides. But we don't necessarily understand each other's piece. And then, you know, bring mine in, which is the human factor and the people. Well, there's a lot of people who don't appreciate that either.
Yeah, well, we care a great deal about paints that outgas and carpets that outgas and recycled materials and glass, you know, architecture that's designed so it takes advantage mm-hmm. of the light and the breezes properly. We're very much concerned about all that kind of thing. But our big point, and I'm know I'm wearing you out with this, is that if you compared the energy savings of those things to the energy savings on getting rid of synthetic fertilizers, you know, it's more important to get rid of them. So all we're saying is we want that to be part of the program.
Well, you know, that's an invitation, to definitely jump into the process. The thing about LEED is, like a lot of things, it's not perfect, and a lot of builders who use it would say it's a step, you know, in the right direction.
Do you get involved in green roofs by any chance? That has become a pretty hot issue the last few years.
Well, I haven't worked on one, but I understand the University of Texas at Arlington has one, and I'm excited about green roofs.
Yeah, that probably ought to be part of the mix that you do.
Certainly.
With. Yeah. And it's got to be designed in for the most part in the beginning, but more and more folks are doing that. And watering, the irrigation that's used on the sites is a big deal. Recycling the water. In fact, that was one of the lead points at the Sabre was the recycling of the HVAC water and all. And that's great.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Pat Loeb Toyota in mm-hmm. you know, McKinney, Texas, they were the first LEED certified auto dealership in America. And they have an enormous cistern that recycles all the water. I got, this is actually in my book, a picture of it. And they use the water to wash the cars and numerous other things. And they actually showcase the cistern and the water recycling as a big piece of why their dealership is greener, and it gets them more business. So it's like one great example of many that company is using to showcase green as a way of attracting people.
Yeah, that's a good point. We need to get them to use an organic landscape
program. Yeah, your next customer.
Let's talk to Pat in Farmers Branch real quick. Do I have Pat there? Pat, are you with us?
Good morning.
Hey.
A couple of things. I'm enjoying the new program very much, and I'm interested to get Ms. Clark's book.
Oh, good.
Last night on the internet, there was, when you're reading on the AOL news page or the MSN news page, there was this little blurb about the 12 worst vegetables and fruits.
Mm, I saw that,
did
yeah.
you see that? Mm-hmm. And they've added some things to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you repeat or would you all discuss making your own, and what do you think is the best way to combat that for those of us who want to eat blueberries and fresh spinach and celery and some other things?
I was disappointed, Pat, to see the blueberries was top of the list of toxic fruit out there. There's really no way you can completely get rid of the pesticides by washing. I'll have to be honest and tell you that up front, because a lot of the pesticides, if the crops have been grown with chemicals, will be inside the fruit, not out on the surface of
right.
the fruit. But you can clean some pesticide residue, and if the fruit has been handled with dirty hands or something, you need to wash, you know, for that alone. And it doesn't matter whether it's grown organically or with
not,
chemicals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can make your own with orange oil,
mm-hmm.
2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water, or even more concentrated than that. You can buy the commercial products. I use the bio wash or plant wash. I think it's the very best
mm-hmm.
for cleaning.
Okay.
But if you're going to make your own, I'd probably do orange oil. I think that'd be a good way to go.
Well, and the next thing, this was a comment on some earlier conversations you all were having. I have a fella who helps me with my computer problems. And
Pat, can you hold that thought
sure.
and stay with us?
Sure.
We'll be right back after this. Anna Clark, Howard Garrett, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? You have areas where things don't grow well or at all. Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type, and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
The new biological products from Thrive are products that I recommend as highly as anything I've ever recommended because they work so well. They are beneficial bacteria products, also mycorrhizal fungi in the products. They will help you with plant growth, clean up pet odors, and clear up ponds and water features. They work incredibly well in your herb garden, vegetable garden, potted plants, or turf. Make sure you get the Alpha Biosystems product called Thrive. AlphaBiosystems.com is the website.
Every year, more than a million children are poisoned by common household chemicals. Why take chances with your family's health when there's a safe alternative? EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Proven effective against bugs, but safe for people, pets, and the environment. EcoSmart is so safe, it can say it on the label. Can your pesticide do that? Look for the green and white packages with pictures of children and pets. Not just smart, EcoSmart.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit howardgarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com today. It's easy to start maintaining your yard and garden the natural way. It's not complicated. Just follow Mother Nature's guide. Avoid doing anything that hurts the life in the soil. Choose only those activities that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and below the soil. First, stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. All high nitrogen synthetic products are bad. Avoid the nitrogen-only products because they are even worse. Second, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. Third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions and make wise decisions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the frequency and volume of watering needed. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit howardgarrett.com.
Back, and Anna's still here with me, and I think Pat is still with us as well. You there, Pat?
I'm here.
What else did you have real quick?
Well, my computer guy was here 6 or 8 months ago installing a new system on my computer.
Uh-huh.
And when we were talking about his health problems, he's a young man, and he's overweight, and I just mentioned, you know, a few things about what I was doing organic in the yard and so forth and so on. And I talked to him recently, and an interesting thing has happened in his life. He listened, I guess, to some other folk who were speaking the same language I was speaking to him, as well as maybe a doctor or so, and he told me that he cut out, he does not drink any soft drinks anymore, and he's only eating organic fruits and vegetables and, of course, meats and things. He was having terrible asthma problems and bronchial problems.
Mm-hmm.
Gone away. He
wow.
had said he hadn't had an attack in almost a year, and he's lost 60 pounds.
Yeah, it really does work. We were talking about that off the air. It's allergies are a big deal, and the chemicals in a lot of these foods are really a big part of the problem. And I think as we've talked when we've had some of our rancher friends on the show, eating the right kind of fats is a big deal. You hear a lot of things going on in the country right now about cutting down on the fats, you know, and trying to have less fats and
right.
less salt. Well, if you're eating the right fats from grass-fed meats, and if you're eating the right kind of salt, sea salt, like the Redmond sea salt product that I recommend, not only is it not bad for you, it's a health food.
Of course.
it's just going this organic route is good for you in every way. That's right, Pat.
It sure is. Well, good program today.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's wind up here with a couple of things. One is We were talking about apple cider vinegar a minute ago. Apple cider vinegar is a drink. You said your husband does that. I highly recommend that. I drink it at least once a day. Sometimes I'll take it three times a day. You know, if I'm home during lunch, which I am a lot of times, eating those leftovers like you recommend, I'll have a couple of spoonfuls, and I just take it straight. Once you get used to that strong shock, that the flavor of a good apple cider vinegar is really not that bad. But I'll mix it in the morning with the product called the Missing Link and this Redmond Clay that I was telling you about, and a good quality fish oil, and maybe a good organic juice of some kind, and I think it's a really great health drink. It's on the website, by the way, if you want to see the exact formula on dirtdoctor.com or howardgarrett.com. But recommend to your husband to add some of those other things to his vinegar.
Oh,
and
I will.
He'll enjoy it even more. You got to get used to it. It's a different texture, and it's a different flavor, but I feel very strongly that it's good for your skin, and which is one of the things I think that most people, don't take as much, don't pay as much attention to. I'm not a, I guess we can throw this out at the end of the show and really throw a bomb out there on the street and talk about it more next time. I'm not a big fan of sunblock.
Really? Tell me why.
I don't use it at all. Play golf with guys that just smother themselves in it. They just cover themselves up with it.
We're told over and over you have to put on your sunblock.
That's right. I think that the taking care of the quality of your skin is done a lot. And I'll talk with Marty Whittakin about this and see if she even comes close to agreeing with me. In fact, she'll be on the show with us next week, and we'll be talking to Senator Henry Waxman about his objection to herbal supplements. But when you put on those sunblocks, there's a lot of chemicals in there that you're putting into your skin. You're blocking pores. You're setting up a situation that I just don't think is good. I take vitamin D as one of the vitamin supplements that I take. I also take vitamin B12 on a daily basis. And I think addressing your skin situation internally is a much better way than smearing stuff on externally. Now, people that are really, really fair skinned that can get sunburned real easily, they're probably going to have to do it. What are the best choices in that arena? I don't know, because I don't do it. I need to find somebody to be a guest on the show to talk about this in more detail.
Definitely. I mean, there's no doubt that we're putting way too many products on our skin that have not been tested in combinations that can never possibly be tested. And we just don't know what this is doing to us. But a recent study came out from Stanford finding that 200 industrial chemicals are coursing through the blood of newborn infants before they're even exposed outside the womb. It's shocking. So we need to be more aware of what some of these things are doing to us.
And some of the things going the other direction that'll shock people. I was reading an article this morning about one of the great health foods that's probably been attacked more than any other food that's still a wonderful health food is raw milk.
Yes, I keep getting different information from people. I don't know who to believe anymore.
Well, it's difficult to buy. It's against the law to sell it in Texas. You know, so we'll talk about more of these things. And in the meantime, I recommend that you get Anna's book. It's called Green American Style. It is in our Green Living shop on dirtdoctor.com.
Well,
thank you. And it's been fun getting to meet you. We'll be talking a lot more, because you're going to be converting all these corporate headquarters over to organic landscaping, and you're going to need me to come over.
Of course, there's always more to learn, so glad to learn it.
That's Anna Clark. Check her out on our website and check out the book. And I'll see you tomorrow. We'll do the Sunday show as we always do here locally. It's 8 to 11. You can listen online. It's streamed live, and then the archives are there so you can hear old shows as well as the current shows. When we talk about landscaping and gardening and pest control and compost making, and of course green living across the board on both Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy being with you. Enjoy your gardens. Enjoy your clean living at home. And if you look up and see the birds flying over, keep your mouth shut.